Hey, Saul, thanks so much for being here today. My name is Lee, and here at Vision Eternity Ministries, we are aiming to help you to have a vision for your eternity, not just to live here as if there's nothing next, but to know that here is the place that we prepare to live in that place of Jesus when we live here. So let's acknowledge Him, Jesus. We thank You for preparing us with the revelation knowledge that we need, with the correction that You're constantly giving us, confronting us day in and day out, message after message. We just praise You and give You the glory. And yeah, so actually I heard this all night in my sleep. I heard trying to be blessed under the curse. And if you read Deuteronomy 28, it says that you are blessed when you do everything that the Lord says. I'll read part of it to you. Deuteronomy 28, if you listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. So first of all, you have to pay attention. You have to listen. You have to seek Him so that you can hear Him. Being watchful to do all His commands, that means you look to make sure that everything you do is in agreement with Him. Which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Like Noah. He's going to call you His friend because you're paying attention. You want to do His will. It's in your heart because you're being watchful. And then these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. So when you decide that you're going to heed His voice, then you're going to be blessed in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, blessed shall you be in your basket, your kneading, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed you'll be when you go out, and the Lord shall cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. Those shall come out against you one way and flee from you in seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you and your storehouse and all that you undertake, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord God gives you. The Lord will establish you as His people, holy to Himself, as He has shown, as He has sworn you, to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and in the presence of the Lord they shall be afraid of you. And He will make you a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, your ground, the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you His good treasury, the heavens, to give you rain on your land and in season, and bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall be the head, not the tail. You shall be above. You shall not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them, He's going to bless you. And then verse 14, if you don't turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, and I'll let you read that yourself, you're living under the curse. Everything the opposite. You're going to be cursed when you go in, cursed when you go out. Because you don't have His protection. Because you're not in agreement with Him. And so what He was saying to me is, you know, we have this false blessing that we do. You know, people buy, I see pillows all the time say, I'm blessed, you know, shirts, all kinds of things. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. And often we are just blessing ourselves, buying things and saying, oh, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. And blessing ourselves with material things. And a blessing isn't, as we just read, just a material thing. You have God on your side. Read Psalm 91. He's your shelter, your fortress. No matter what happens, you have Him looking over you. He's your blessing. Not the things that you can do for yourself. Not the things that you buy for yourself. And so He also brought to my attention, this morning, that rich young ruler. You know, he said, what do I have to do to have eternal life? And Jesus said, sell your stuff. Well, first He said, I do all the commands. You know, I'm this upright man. You know, I think he was thinking Jesus was going to commend him. And Jesus said, well, there's one thing you lack. Sell your stuff, give it to the poor, and follow me. And you know, we bless ourselves so much that we don't want to give things up and follow him. We don't think that that's what we have to do, but really that is where the blessing is. The man walked away. He was grieved. He couldn't part with his stuff. And that's where a lot of people are. They bless themselves. And they can't part with their stuff. They don't love Jesus. And will not inherit the true blessing, but really live under that curse. The man gave up eternal life for his temporary things. That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe. I would not think that I would do that. I couldn't. Because once he makes the reality of heaven and hell real to you, and you know that he means what he says, then there's no way you can make that wrong choice. So after the man gave all that up, the disciples were like, wow, then who can have eternal life? And Jesus said that whoever gives up husband, mother, sisters, brothers, whatever, for the sake of the gospel, will have a hundredfold return now in this lifetime. And so really what he's asking you to do is give up your way. Give up blessing yourself. Give up the way you look at life and come over here and see what I see. So many will perish because they don't know. But we just want to be Christians all our life and, you know, have all the fancy stuff and try to prove that we're blessed. But really, we're just being religious and taking care of ourselves. Because if we really and truly cared, we'd give it up in a second. If we cared about what he cared about, if we love our neighbor as ourselves, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, means care about what he cares about. When you care about what he cares about, you're going to know he cares about your neighbor, and he's going to ask you to go for him. And if your stuff is in the way, if it's your God, he's going to ask you to let it go. Because you can't have anything before him. And so when we're not willing to do his will, we're living under the curse. Just living under the curse, not even realizing it. Maybe until that day, or you say, am I going to make it? You know, so often people say, I'm ready for Jesus. And we're not ready for Jesus. He's coming and we're not ready. And if you get on your knees, you're going to find out there's something in the way of your eternal life with Jesus. If you're humble enough to get on your knees and say, what? I thought I was ready, but am I? Just consider that for me. Just do that. Get on your knees and say, Jesus, am I ready? Is there something I need to change? Are you asking me to go? And where are you asking me to go? And give me direction. And I'll do it. Because really, if you say that you love Jesus, then you're going to be willing to do whatever he tells you to do. And yes, sometimes it's very difficult. But like we talked about yesterday, Noah was given a revelation of what was going to happen. It was going to rain, and God said, build an ark. The earth is going to burn, and God is saying, build an ark. I'm telling you what's to come. I'm going to tell you your part. What could be more awesome than to help prepare the way for him to come? To have an awesome responsibility like Noah. The thing that's going to give you a zeal for life. Oh, wow, I'm that important to God? He wants me to do this? Okay, and then it's a whole lot easier to give things up that you were hanging on to because now everything's different. Because now you know God has something amazing for you to do. Your whole life has changed. Even though it doesn't seem like you can do it, you have him to depend on. if he called you to do it, then he's going to do it in you. You're not going to do it. He's going to do it. Or maybe you're thinking, I have all this stuff. I can't give it up. I'm going to let people down. You've got all these things going through your head. But ask yourself, what's more important to you, eternal life or this temporary life you're living right here, right now? This temporary stuff around you. Eternal life is for eternity. And if you won't, if something is in the way of that, you're giving up eternal life for that stuff, just like the rich man did, as far as we know. Unless he changed his mind. But it doesn't tell us that he did. And many people are in that state. And because they don't understand. Jesus wants you to understand, this is the real deal. He said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing and even greater things. Now, everybody has a different part. You know, Adam named the apples, Adam named the animals, and Noah built the ark and on. But whatever it is that God has for you to do, he's going to reveal it to you. And you're going to love it. You're going to love what he has for you to do. You're going to be excited. I get excited about the revelation knowledge that he gives me. And he's shown me clearly that he's coming and many will perish. And that's why I'm sitting here telling you that if you don't do what he said, you will perish. Take him seriously. Get to know him. Spend time with him and you'll fall in love with him. And then when he reveals to you the plan, it'll be easy for you to even give up the little bit of sin you got here and there. He'll just show you it's in the way. And you'll just let it go because you've surrendered. Surrender to him. So let's acknowledge him, Jesus. We thank you for this word. We thank you and praise you. Thank you. Teaching us your way. Confronting us. Thank you for speaking to us. Surrender to him right now. Go ahead and just get on your knees and worship him. Ask him to speak to you. If you listen diligently to him, you're going to be taken care of. You won't lack in anything. You won't be taking care of yourself. But he's taking care of you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and praise you and give you all the glory. He's so good. He's so in love with you. And that's why he's telling you this truth today. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.